King James Bible, and the scripture reading for today is Matthew 25, 35 through 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, saying, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it for one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." Amen.
Good to see visitors here today, and good to see the Kleins who are with us in Guatemala last year, wasn't it? Yeah, that's great. So we have a few slides to show you. That's an understatement. Anyway, so let's get started because we better get going here. So Guatemala is a very colorful country. Here, I'll stand off to the side. Especially around Easter time, because they're celebrating Easter, doing these marches, carrying these heavy images around the city, worshiping God as they see. Guatemala, of course, is in Central America, right in the middle between Mexico and Honduras. We arrive at the airport. When we arrived at the Spokane airport, we had suitcase upon suitcase, and we took them up to the Alaska Airlines counter and said, any chance we could get some help with these? They put 28 suitcases through totally free. Totally free. Praise God. So Guatemala is very mountainous, and some of those mountains are rather active. Beautiful flowers, different flowers from what we see here in the Northwest. And a bird we don't see here either, the quetzal. Beautiful, beautiful bird. So the town that we go to is called Colis. That's short for Matasuquetla. And each morning we get together and pray and sing and have a short devotional before we eat. This is Franz Lorenz, right? What's his last name?
Franz Lorenz,
yeah. Who is our new CEO. He took the place of Ron Cook. Here he is with his wife and Sophia, our Bible worker, and her husband. So we partner there with a group called Guatemala for Jesus. They're from Tennessee, mostly. They are the ones that have put this church up. And there's the inside song, special music. And this Myrtle, this lady can tell a story, let me tell you. I mean, I didn't understand what she said, but I could tell she was doing a good job. And Franz had the sermon. Prayed for the people, met with them, worshiped with them, the children's division, and ate lunch with them. They provided the lunch, very nice lunch. They are building a school on top of the back part of the church and quarters for the teachers. All of this is in progress. And some of the garden around. Okay, Keith, it's your turn.
When we go to Guatemala every year, we have typically from here just two or three providers which do medical providing, but we often will team up with several over there, and we'll end up with six or eight providers. So we end up seeing around 200 people every day when you count the dental, the medical, the optical, and the lifestyle interventions that we do. So they come early in the morning. We start typically about 9 o'clock or thereabouts, and sometimes they are there long before lining up. And this is at the building site. You can see the line was outside, and then when they open it up, there it is. There it is. So this line is all waiting for the dental providers, and these people here are waiting for the medical providers. And so we have a lot of people. It takes quite a bit of time. This is the name of the salon where we're meeting. It's a very nice place. We used to meet in a school gymnasium, which was a very noisy place. And this is, so it's much nicer. We, as patients come in, they ask, do they want to see a dentist? Do they want to see a doctor? And we restrict how they can't see both because it takes too much time. And we want to see as many as we can to try to provide for their needs. So everybody gets their blood pressure checked and temperature, the typical vitals that we would do most any place. And this is showing inside that salon, that El Cordero salon. All these people on the right side in here are going to be seeing one of the medical providers. This is a medical provider from a local one. And this is another one that came to help us. This is somebody that's on our team most every year. And then back behind them is a place for checking their eyes, a place for getting medication that we prescribe. And these people all along here are waiting to be seen. You can see there's a lot of people. One of the doctors, Dr. Bob Clough, he's a neurologist, and he comes most of the years. I do family practice, so we see a little bit of everything. This is Maritza. She's translating for him. He doesn't speak any Spanish. So I often tell the people that we get to come and translate that they have one of the most important jobs of anybody on the team. So they're very, very important, and we always like to have them. This is one of those other providers, and the children and the mom. Another one. This one is actually a niece of Dr. Danny Castanaza. Dr. Danny Castanaza has been involved in these mission trips ever since 2005. And he goes every year. He grew up in Guatemala. and so we are pleased to be able to team up with him. This one, this man had an open wound. It wasn't infected, so we were just trying to treat it to help him to heal. And we love to see the children. The children love to see us. What? Stuffies, yes. And this is what they like, these little ones especially, these little stuffies. Now, we go to three different sites. One site is in Colise. That's the one we were just at. It's called El Cordero. The next site is, we went up to a place called San Marta, which is down a valley and up another mountain, up around 6,000-7,000 feet. And we saw lots of people there. We had made arrangements for a big truck to take all our equipment over there, and they sent this pickup. So we loaded the pickup with our suitcases that had some of our supplies, and then we got a bigger truck to take all the guests. This one, this place was up, they said you have to have a four-wheel drive vehicle to get up to where they were. This is a coffee plantation, and so this is the truck they provided to take all the people in, our the team members in. The people come their own ways. This is our, again, Franz, the new CEO, welcoming us. And the first thing that we typically do is we form a big circle and sing some praises. Was this one? Sound is not on. This was our theme song, Ask the Deer.
Desire and thy long to work.
So, and then we get separated. Here's again the group. You see, this is a lot of providers. So some of them are local, and then there's a lot of helpers with us, particularly for those to help people like me. And then they wait their turn. This is doing what we call triage, but really it's just this person here, which is Maritza. She's part of the Spanish church here. She wants to know, where do you want to be seen? Do you want to see a dentist? Do you want to see a doctor? Do you want to see just to get glasses or just to get vitamins? Everybody that comes gets a package of vitamins. You may remember we always ask for you to get vitamins for us to take there. And we have about 17,000 vitamins that we give out, usually little bags of 30, so each person gets a month's supply of vitamins. Vitamins are very expensive in Guatemala. It's really interesting because medicines, you can buy most any medicine over the counter. It's not necessarily cheap either, but vitamins are very expensive. And they're very careful to make sure that we're not taking outdated vitamins. They have to be sealed. And so we take over a lot of vitamins. This is Dr. Danny Castanaza right there. He's been involved with this group now for 20 years, from 2005 to 2026. He grew up in Guatemala, and so he's a real inspiration for us. Here is again Dr. Clough, and this is the person that's translating for him, and these are the two people that are waiting to be seen by him. This is other ones. We love to see these little kids, and they take things that we give them. This is a lot of you here know Bob Finkbeiner. He came with us this year to provide help, and he was very helpful. This family, do you want to say anything about this family? I want Esther to tell us about this family in particular.
This lady's a sad story. She came because she was so depressed. And when she was asked what was she depressed about, is that her daughter had been shot to death just 2 months before, had been shot several times. And she found her and, how would a mother feel, right? And so the husband, I was there with Dr. Castanasa, and I was talking with these people. The husband was so kind. He was so sweet to her. And that's their daughter in the back, the second daughter. And if you can see between the dad's, the grandpa's hat and the daughter, there's a little, two little eyes. That's her son, and he is the one, that's him right there. He loved those little puppies. Those of you that send little stuffies, those stuffies are just loved. Oh, and then another thing, you can see her smiling now, the mother that was depressed, or she has a package here. And Maritza from the Spanish church, she was given some extra money. And so with this extra money, she went around town there in Colis, bought bags to put food, teepee, just different things. And so we gave them out to the poorest there. And this lady definitely was so happy to receive that. And her grandson received that.
We also, a lot of times on mission trips, people will take their supplies, meaning their medical supplies. Well, they're very hard to get into Guatemala, so we've made arrangements with a couple different pharmacies where we will go purchase a bunch of pharmacy medications and anticipating the needs that we're going to be seeing. And then we give for free all these medications that we have. And so we have our own little pharmacy where they are given instructions and they're all given vitamins and how to take these medications. Another one of the little patients, she's a little reluctant, but she was very good. This is the woman who is the owner of this place that we were. San Marta is up on a mountain, and it's a coffee plantation, and they're building a place where they can process all the coffee, not only for their own orchard, but for the plantations around them, so that they can help them as well as helping themselves. Very nice. And that's a bag of Guatemalan coffee, which they say, this is the best in the world. Of course. This is her husband giving us a tour of the coffee plantation and the main focus there. This was a Adventist couple who have worked there, heard that we were coming, and so they came to help. Their daughter, here is a dental student, and so she came to work with Adrian and Merlin, and Dr. Huang. So we were thrilled to have them with us. And this, they gather all this coffee and then they spread them out on the ground here, on the pavement, to let them dry. And they have to dry to a certain amount of time and before they can process it as the coffee. Two different kinds? No? I see. So these, Esther just told me that what they do is they dry it and they turn color, and so that what you saw was not two different kinds of coffee, but two different stages of their drying. This man, the plantation had just brought in several of these bags full of the coffee berries, if you will, the coffee stems. If you don't have a truck, you still bring them to the processing center by course. A lot of families are very poor, and so this is their way of getting their products to the market. Pharmacy, this is, you can see the different kinds of medicines all stacked up here, and then we would see them at our stations, and then they come here and pick them up. All of this is free for them. What? Okay. So we every year take, this is a very interesting because we take glasses over there. and they're typically prescription glasses, and so the people will try them on, and if they see better, they're thrilled and walk out with a new pair of glasses. And invariably, they find something. This is our team, Sophia, who you saw in another one, plus her helpers. And you see all these glasses down in here. And they give away thousands. Here's another view. The people love it. Do medical missionary work. Thus you will gain access to the hearts of the people. The way will be prepared for more decided proclamation of the truth. You will find that relieving their physical suffering gives opportunity to minister to their spiritual needs. So, Ellen White quote.
This is still me.
We have bought property. This is very significant. When we first started going over there in around 2013, and we wanted to be able to provide more care on a regular basis, and so we were in a town of Jalapa, and someone, a rich person, had donated land for us to build on, and then it was taken away from us by local people who were Mayans, and they came and threatened all the workers with machetes, saying, "You cannot build on this property," even though it was legally ours then, but legally this other person's. So we decided, instead of fighting, we would move. So we had gone to this little town of Colis, which is about an hour and a half or so from this town in Jalapa, where we were at that time. And a man, we were in the officials, or the leaders of the mission team, were talking to the mayor, saying what we wanted to do. Colis didn't have any Seventh-day Adventists in their town at all. And so there was another man who was listening, and he spoke up. His name was Oscar. And he said, "I have some property I'll donate to you, if that's what you want to do with it." And so this is the property that he donated all around here, up this way. And there were no buildings on it. So the first building we built was this garage, which we built to be able to store an ambulance, which was donated by somebody in this California. And so we were going to use that to go to different mountain villages to provide medical care. And then we were building two buildings, one here and one over here, and a couple support buildings that you can't see on the left. And so this year, for the first time since we've been going to Colis, which has been about 10 years, we are able to have enough space in this building and in this building to have a medical clinic and a dental clinic and the optical clinic and the lifestyle that we had. So this was the first time that we've been able to do that. And so it was a great celebration. This is this garage, and we open up these doors, and we put tables out and chairs out for people. This was where we had the dentist this year. It was down in a new building. This is supposed to be a bunkhouse and a house for a person to live. We have a person that's living there now who's kind of a caretaker, as well as the Bible worker. And this is a building, a second one, that's just the same as that other one. This is a view. We're at 8,400 feet elevation at this place, and it's got a beautiful view. It gets cold, never snows, but it does get cold. Here's people. We brought them in. There's a big truck right over here. And so they loaded the truck up. It's like a big giant dump truck, and they load all the people in, and they bring them up here, and they're coming over here. This is our worker here. he's kind of controlling how they can come in so that we can do it in an orderly manner to see as many people as possible. Then they have this, we call the triage, where they decide who they want to see, if they want to see a dentist or they want to see a doctor or what it might be. And then we have the nurses are here taking vitals. And then here's one of the providers. There's another provider over here. We had, I think, six tables with one or two providers at each table. Dr. Danny, is there a story with this one? No. This is me and my translator seeing a man. Sue took care. Is she going to talk about this? Sue takes care of the children while the parents are seeing the doctor or the dentist. And in this one, she did it outside instead of inside. So it was beautiful out there. And we have all these little stuffies that we take. Every year, particularly right after holidays, if you go to Walmart, they have big discounts on all these little stuffies. And so we will try to buy as many as we can for the next year. Children are always happy to get them. This person was the first medical patient for the first clinic that we had on our property. I don't know what her name was. I don't know what she had. But we were thrilled to be able to see her. So this is Esther and Sue. One of the doctors, the local doctors, and he is giving out a Steps to Christ, a Spanish Steps to Christ. So we would try to give those kinds of things out to every patient that came through and also invited them to evangelistic meetings. Here the evangelistic meetings weren't up at the property, so they may not have been able to come to those. Here you can see the providers. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, looks like I think 5 tables of providers. And this is inside that garage. Maritza, she's taking on the information as to what they want to do, and then seeing the people. Medical missionary work brings to humanity the gospel of release from suffering. That's thrilling to see. It is the pioneer work of the gospel. It is the gospel practiced, the compassion of Christ revealed. Of this work, there is great need, and the world is open for it. God grant that the importance of medical missionary work shall be understood, and that new fields may be immediately entered. Dental station.
It was a great privilege and blessing for us to join the group again to go to Guatemala this year. These are the dental team. We have 3 dentists and 3 assistants. And this is our setup in Colis at the Salon El Cordero. At the upper level, it's a nice location there. Which one is the pointer?
The pointer is the red.
No. Okay. We have 3 dental chairs. And also 3 portable dental units. So 1, 2, 3 portable dental units. And it was a huge blessing to have those portable dental units this year. this is Dr. Bradley Huang. He's from Seattle. And such a blessing to have him in our group. He's a pediatrician, so it was really a great help to see the kids. And this is just a picture of the portable dental unit that we brought to Guatemala. It's nice that it's pretty easy to carry around different locations. Dr. Bradley with his patient. He brought this contraption here. It's called Dry Shield. It's a bite block, and it's also a suction. So it's really helpful to do the work. All right, this is still in Colis, with me and Merlin there. And this was in San Marta, up in the mountain in a coffee plantation. We were so blessed to have the dental students helping us. yeah, there were lots of patients, and we were happy that they were there and was able to help us. This is one of them. Doing extraction on the kid.
About 5 years ago or so, I got this call from Ron Cook saying that somebody was interested in donating a dental clinic, the whole clinic. Apparently, these three guys, their father had a clinic in northern Idaho. He had died, and now they were wanting to benefit some mission project. And so I went up there in my car, and it was a very interesting practice. This dentist lived up above, and underneath was his one-chair clinic. No electricity. He was off-grid. But he had a stream of water up above, and he ran water down the pipe and got enough momentum to turn a turbine and produce electricity for batteries. And when that wasn't enough, he turned on his generator. But anyway, some of the equipment was needed refurbishing and recovering, and so we did that. And we stored a lot of it in our bus barn out at the school. And finally, the organization decided to buy this truck. And so I suggested to them that they drive the truck down to Guatemala and put all this dental equipment in it and take it down. So that's what they did. And that was driven down in end of summer of 24. So it sat around for a while. So this is our construction engineer from Reading who came up and took it down to Reading to get it on its way. Yeah, here he's loaded up, ready to go. So we could hardly wait to get the equipment set up and going, but it's been sitting in that garage with steel rod and heavy stuff all over the chairs. I tried to talk to the construction guy there and say, hey, this is your stuff over here, my stuff over here, but I don't think it went in one ear and out the other. But we finally got it out. Earlier in March of this year, they finally got electricity to the buildings. They have a solar system. And if that's not enough, then we have to plug in the generator. So finally, we were able to set these chairs up and go to work. And we, like Adrian was saying, we're so thankful for these units that Bradley Huang donated to our organization. Now, this is my first patient. he came to us here in Brewster with two broken teeth. And so I had to do a little reconstruction first. It turned out a little dark, but he didn't seem to know the difference. But it was so nice to have some decent equipment to work with this time. Dentistry is difficult enough and tiring enough if working in such small, confined areas without good equipment. And the dog felt at home as well. Now, I have to tell you about this little gal. 4 years old, upper front teeth totally bombed out, nothing you can do. And so we had to take them out. So we gave her an injection, not a whimper. We took them all out, not a whimper. Well, I'll tell you, some of these older boys weren't quite as as forgiving. And but Linda does a great job of comforting the patients. Thank you, Linda. So this guy came in with two very bombed out teeth. After examining him, it appeared that it was secondary dentin, which is quite hard. And so I filled them. You can still see some of the dark through the filling, but if I'd have had proper equipment, if I had been in Adrian's office, he could have done a much better job. Yeah, but the patient seemed happy. Medical missionary work is the right hand of the gospel. It is necessary to the advancement of the cause of God, as through it, men and women are led to see the importance of right habits of living. The saving power of the truth will be made known. Every city is to be entered by workers trained to do medical missionary work. As the right hand of the third angel's message, God's methods of treating disease will open doors for the entrance of present truth. So Jeannie was our lifestyle counselor this year, saw many patients, diabetes was a problem, stomach problems, high blood pressure, many other things, and Sandra Bautista translated for her and consulted, of course, with Keith as well. Many fruits and vegetables there in Guatemala available. They eat a lot of beans and tortillas, and if they've raised these in their backyard, they sell them in the market where they can get more money for them, and I just wonder sometimes why they don't eat them themselves. It would do them a lot more good. VBS.
Whatever.
You tell me.
Well, if that's going to work, I just... I can't stand here. Thank you. Can you hear me? Okay. Now... do I have the pictures back there? Okay. How do I do this?
This is forward, backwards, and a red button to highlight something on the
screen. Okay, thank you. I'll tell you, VBS was a wonderful experience this year. And they usually are, but I'll tell you what... I'm so thankful. Oh, Keith, can you get me that little green bag there? The reason it was extra special this year, at least I thought it was because of you. We had, for the last couple of years, we were able to buy sets in Spanish. Dios lo dijo. But this is one in English for you. God said it. And these are excuse me, these are stories with 16, there are 16 little booklets in here. Each booklet has four stories. So 16 times four, these are all Bible stories for the children. And Bradley Booth, who is a Adventist author for, and he writes children's books, did a wonderful, wonderful job of each of these stories. And so I am thankful for church members that last year we were able to give away the Old Testament storybooks. This year we gave away the New Testament storybooks, and the children absolutely loved them. So thank you so much. And I want you to keep praying for these children, because we encourage them to take them home, read them to their families, read them to their friends, share them if they want to, you know, to give away or whatever, what they ever want to do, but also use their Bibles. And next year, I'm hoping very much to be able to get little Bibles for these children, to give away Bibles this time. I don't know how much that's going to cost. I have no idea, but in Spanish, but I know the children will love it. And so I was so thankful for the way that our church helps us. Now, let me go on. Okay, the very first day, I decided, what stories can I pick here that'll help the kids and the lessons and for us to do the different stories in different ways. Well, I decided that this Good Samaritan was going to be a skit, and it turned out to be a great skit. As you can see, I took the costumes from our church here, and we borrowed people from there. And this is one of our Caesar, who played the Jew who had been, you know, struck and hurt. And then you can see that one of our, the Good Samaritan, right? He came. And so the lesson we wanted to learn to teach the children is that whatever God wants us to always be ready to help others who need our help, like the Good Samaritan did. Good Samaritan did. So the children absolutely loved the skits. They really did. Now, this is the second day, and the story for this one was Jesus calms the sea, and the pigs take a swim. And Merlin here, he told the story. And so we had two disciples, and when they saw that, remember the story of Jesus when he goes over to the island there, and this madman comes full of demons, and so the devil possessed man. And so Merlin told the story as they acted it out. As soon as Jesus, as this madman came out, and it was one of the Guatemalan young people who are having a hard time. In fact, it was Wilson, I think. Wilson who played the part of the demon, and he just loved it. And he and his brother were the two that did the Samaritan. They were the robbers, and they're the ones that hurt the Jew anyway. And they had so much fun doing that. And it was good for them, because these kids have a hard time in their own life. They have a very, very difficult life. And it's just wonderful that we can include them to come and help us. It's a real blessing. Now, the story that we wanted to share here was that God has the power to calm any storm, and any storm in our lives also. So the first part was that Merlin told was a story of Jesus calming the sea. And then the second one was Jesus is willing to forgive us of our sins no matter how wicked we've been, but we must also learn to forgive others. And so that was what they were doing here, and the disciples were running away because they were afraid of him, but Jesus was not afraid of him, and this man, or the devil-possessed man, was willing and able to understand what Jesus was wanted for him to do, and he knelt down and he confessed his sins to Jesus, and Jesus, of course, forgave him. This is Merlin telling the story there, and you can see that the children were very, very taken. They really enjoy those stories. And here are their actors. And it's just a lot of fun to have had. And I think we're going to try it a little bit more to keep doing these skits. And here are the children. After this skit, they have usually a craft, and this is a coloring time that the children were coloring pictures of. This one here shows a brother and a sister hugging themselves. There was another picture too, but this one here, they're hugging themselves and saying, "I'm sorry that I hurt you." And that's what we wanted the children to learn, is to always be able to say, "I'm sorry," and to ask Jesus to forgive them. This is, you know, the Jew that was on the floor. Well, that's him. The man is Caesar, who is telling nature nuggets every night. And the children love the nature nuggets too. And here the children are just doing some artwork or craft. I'm sorry, it's a craft. And I think it's a little, I don't know what the craft is. I can't even tell right now, but I think it's a little bookmarker. Now, this is really wonderful. This was the fifth day. I'm not sure why this is, that's not in the right order, but we know that these children don't hear about Jesus coming. Most of these children are Catholics, and in the very first pictures that you saw, the people marching, a lot of the children are there. They're born and raised Catholics, and not that Catholics are not good people, because they're wonderful, wonderful people. I'm sure there's going to be many, many Catholics in heaven. But these children never hear about Jesus coming to take them and the second coming and what heaven will be like. So that is what we ended up doing, is showing them these wonderful pictures. Whoops. Okay. And so I guess these are turned around. This is the fifth day instead of the fourth day. But the fifth day was on the second coming of Jesus and then going to heaven. And so this picture here, I wish I could show you better. Maybe you can see it better than I can, but this picture is Guatemalan children dressed in their Guatemalan clothes with Jesus walking through heaven. And then this picture is here showing the same Guatemalan children with their white robes and their crowns. Many of these children had never heard this, that they would ever have the opportunity to go to heaven, walk with Jesus. He's going to be their best friend. And so that was what we wanted to show them, is that Jesus came for that day five. Their lesson there was that Jesus has promised to come again and to take us to live with him for eternity and to be our forever friend. And there was a time here when on the fourth day, Sophia, our Bible worker, hopefully these are hers. No, now they're singing here. Does this work? Jesus loves me. And so here is the fourth day, and this is the one I just thought was, this is our Bible worker, and she, the last minute, she didn't even know she was going to be doing this. The last minute, she didn't even read the booklet, didn't do anything because she didn't have the time. But I tell you, she was to tell the stories of Jesus when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he was kneeling to pray, the story of his taken and put into trial, and then the crucifixion, and then the resurrection. And she told these stories in such a way that it was just for me beautiful. And she just loves the children. And she told the story of the crucifixion of Jesus, and the way she told it, many of them don't, of our workers don't understand Spanish, but I do. And oh, I'm telling you, she did a beautiful job. That was Sophia. And when Jesus is resurrected here, she did a beautiful story, and it's just saying Jesus not only is our Savior, but tomorrow you're going to learn about him coming as our King, and he's going to take us to heaven. Most of these children had never heard this. And whether they'll be able to continue to remember these stories, the little booklets all tell you those stories. And here's another little girl, I guess. And here, what I wanted to show you here, this one here, no, let me go back. This young man here is, his name is Haniel, like Daniel is Haniel. He is the one who wrote our theme song. Our theme song was, our memory verse for the week was was John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I asked him if he would be willing. I met him at Smith's house, Flora and Gordon Smith. And he says, and I asked him if he would be willing to do that. And he said, sure. And he wanted so badly to come with us. And he was ready to come until a week before someone had stolen his passport numbers. His passport numbers. And he wasn't able to come with us because he couldn't get it corrected. But his passport numbers were all over the world now. And he just was in a mess. And I haven't talked to him yet to find out if he's gotten all that. But what I did is I asked him, would you send a little video of yourself and teach the kids the song, and would you talk to them? And he did just that. And it was wonderful. He can speak Spanish, of course. He's from Portugal, and he speaks Portuguese, but he speaks Spanish too. And he just encouraged the kids to, please, if you want to follow Jesus, you've got to follow him when you're young. And he just had a wonderful message for the kids, and then he taught them the song. And here they are singing the song. This is Sabbath, the last Sabbath that we were there with the children go up, and then they share what they've learned with the parents. It's like a 13th Sabbath. John 3:16, Juan 3. Now, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That is in Proverbs 22:6. And I guess the picture I really wanted to do there, but I'll go back just here, is the one with where these Myrtle and Sophia did the first time we've ever had a calling for the children to come up and give their hearts to Jesus. We had never done that before, and I asked them, would you do that? Because of the stories in these, you guys, these stories are wonderful, and I just pray that the children will remember them and that they will give their hearts to Jesus. And so they came up, and some of them ran up, and they just put their arms around them, and they gave their hearts to Jesus. And it was just a beautiful time. So they did it. This is Friday night and Thursday night. They did them well. So I guess that's it. Sue, would you like to come up and talk about the kids' corner?
So I'm not really sure what pictures they're going to be showing, so I'm just going to maybe say a few words to start. Going to Guatemala every year has really been a blessing. I've gone now for 6 years, and I think what I always tell people, the hardest part about going is having to leave. You develop relationships year after year by going to Guatemala. For now, I've seen for the last 6 years, you know, watching these kids grow up. And we're walking down the streets, and they know that I don't speak any Spanish at all. I can do hola, and, you know, things like that, or buenos dias. And when this last time that I went, there was a bunch of school kids walking down the street. And so I thought, well, I can do a little bit of my Spanish. I can say buenos dias. And so when I was doing that, then they were all going, good morning, good morning, good morning, and then just kind of, you know, looking at each other and laughing. And so it really warms my heart to be able to be, I'm actually Grandma Sue when I go there. I can start with, you know, one or two kids, and then within probably 20 minutes or so, I can have 30 kids around me on my tarp. And Esther is always so sweet. I get bubbles every year. I think the bubbles are the highlight of me being Grandma Sue. I will put the bubble machine, and I'll do the bubbles, and I'll count one. I do use my Spanish. Uno, dos, tres. And then I start with the bubbles, and they just come up. They run, and they pop them. I think I'm doing it sometimes for an hour at a time before I'm sitting down and taking a break. So doing the Kids Corner has really been a blessing for me. And like I said, really watching these children grow up in Calise and developing those relationships is key. Because when we develop these relationships, they learn to trust you. And we also want them to also to learn to trust and love the Lord. And so it's really a blessing going to Guatemala, and it's really been a great joy for me being a part of Broken Chains for Humanity. Thank you.
Oh, pictures, sorry.
So I totally get nervous up here. The kids love drawing the pictures. When the kids draw these pictures, they get so excited, and they're coloring for me most of the time. And I try to say, no, take them to your mama, papa, your casa. But I usually come home with stacks of pictures. And this, the pointer right here, this guy right here, I've been watching him grow up for 6 years. And so when I come, I call him my little Luis. When I see him, we just light up, and he's just a joy to be around. This is in San Marta. And one thing about San Marta, I was thinking about, I couldn't remember what it was called. Am I saying it right, San Marta? When we got off the truck there, the gentleman that owns the plantain, I think his name was David Rodriguez, and I remember his name because of how he greeted us when we got off that bus. You guys, he was just, thank you guys so much for coming. God bless you. Thank you for coming and sharing Jesus. It was amazing, and that just stuck with me. And like I said, I remember his name because of the love and the warm greeting that we got from coming to serve at St. Marta. So that's where I had the bubble machine, but we don't have any pictures of the bubbles. There's more kids. They're really a blessing. They love the color. And sometimes they're coloring for 2 hours at a time because their parents are waiting to be seen. And this little guy is the wife of Caesar. I can't remember their names, but he's just really, they're really a great family. And this is me and some of my kids. Oops, I want to do go back. Because right here, this is Nellie. Nellie calls Roger and I, Mom and Dad. And to the kids, we are Grandma and Grandpa. And we hear from them often, and we've got to, they've actually joined our family now for the last 6 years. It was Wilson and Moses in the pictures when Esther was saying that the family really struggles. And it was Roger that started the relationship with the kids, and from holding baby Moses during one of the vacation Bible schools. And then every year when we go, she cooks Roger and I a special meal and gives us a special gift. And they're just really precious to our hearts. And she's really a great help because she can speak Spanish. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Sorry, Esther, I added this in. I saw some pictures that I thought we should put in. In the evening, we held evangelistic meetings. We went there not only to pull teeth and take blood pressures, but also to share Jesus. The meetings were each evening. With a local evangelist who came and gave the meetings, and Lorenz, the CEO, translated for us. On the last evening, let's go back. Right here, he made a call for people to come forward. Excuse me. And there were quite a number that came forward. None were really willing to be baptized right away. They wanted more study. But I was really happy to see this man here in the green shirt come forward. He's filling our generator for the dental clinic. But he came forward and received a Bible. I gave him a hug. I was so happy to see him go forward. And I think there's a story here if we have time. Whoa. What's that?
Well, again, this is Bob Finkbeiner. He was our school teacher here for many, many years. And then and that's his wife, Carrie. Well, you know, he's got Parkinson's now, and he has to use a cane. But while we were there, there was a mother. The mother that's there in the little green, the Guatemalan mother there, she came and brought her daughter to the clinic. And her daughter was, I don't know exactly, she couldn't walk. She had to hold her. I think she had cerebral palsy. Anyway, and that's the way she carried her, and she dragged her feet. I mean, almost all the time they had nothing. And so when Bob saw that, he says, "You know what? I bet she could use my walker." He had taken this walker for himself because he's having a hard time too. And so when we saw this lady, do you remember the first pictures where the parade was? You know, the idols that were there. She was right there, and he brought this for her, and she was so happy to be able to take it to her daughter. So I think there's a quote there about giving. But anyway, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use it, it will be measured back to you. So many of the people here and many of you share your offerings with us. You do so much to help us, and Jesus is going to bless you someday soon when he comes. Thank you.
Unfortunately, this lady who came to help in the clinics received information that her son had died. And so she had to leave and go back. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And so here is Coley's. In 2016, not a single Seventh-day Adventist. Today, over 85 Seventh-day Adventists. And so it's a real privilege to go and serve in Coley's, to see how God is working there. What a privilege to work for God. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of working for you. We pray that you would bless our humble efforts there, grow your church there. It not only is a blessing to the people there, it's a blessing to us as we serve. Help us now also in our community to know what our place is and to serve here. Be with each one here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, we can all stand together and sing 359. 359.
Hark the voice of Jesus calling, who will go and work today? Fields are white, the harvest waiting. Who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and Master calleth, rich reward he offers free. Who will answer gladly, saying, Here am I, O Lord, send me. If you cannot cross the ocean and the heathen lands explore, you can find the heathen nearer, you can help them at your door. If you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. If you cannot be the watchman standing high on Zion's wall, pointing up the path to heaven, offering peace to all. If you cannot, you can be like faithful Aaron, holding up the prophet's hands. While the souls of men are dying and the Master calls for you, let none hear you idly saying, There is nothing I can do. Gladly take the task he gives you. Let this work your pleasure be. Answer quickly when he calleth, Here am I, O Lord, send me.
I just want to say we do have potluck today, so any visitors, you're welcome to come join us for a meal, and any member, of course, as well. So we've already had a blessing. I'll say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for all that you've done for us, and we pray that we can be of help to you in many places, whether it's here at home or overseas or in Guatemala or wherever it might be. Bless those who are blessing others, and may we see your blessings and draw closer to you as a result. We pray in Jesus' great name. Amen.